Do you like to play games?
Yes.
Yeah?
Especially this game.
I guess. Put that away till Sunday school. Okay. I like to play games. I like to get together with friends and family and play games. And Steve and I did that last night with some friends. We got together and played a game called Apples to Apples. It's a lot of fun. But we play games sometimes in Sunday school, don't we? One of them is called Bible Go Fish.
I love that one.
That's a pretty good one, huh? Maybe we'll play that today if we have time. Inside all these games, we find one card or one sheet of paper that always has the instructions on it, doesn't it? Yeah, you always have the instructions. It tells you step by step what to do, shuffle the deck, you know, deal the cards. The youngest player goes first. Who wrote that? and then how you win the game. And every game always has instructions. Did you ever wonder who wrote the instructions for these? Who do you think wrote the instructions for Bible Go Fish?
People.
Some people. Who do you think? Any ideas? Whoever got the idea for the game. That's right. Whoever created the game wrote the instructions. Some instructions, let me tell you, are not so easy to understand. So whoever came up with the games pretty much wrote them for themselves is what I've decided. But some of them are really easy. Bible Go Fish is pretty easy to understand how to play. But whoever decided, maybe, whoever created the game writes the instructions, don't they? So, you know, we have instructions for how to live our life, don't we? Who do you think wrote the instructions for life and not the board?
I know.
Who?
God.
God, why did God write the book or the instructions for life? Why do you think he wrote that?
I know.
What?
He wanted us to be happy.
Yeah. Well, he created life. So if somebody that wrote a card game created the card game and wrote the instructions and God created life, then it was probably, you know, God's right to create the instructions for life, wasn't it? And what do we call the instructions for our life? There's a whole bunch of papers.
The Bible.
The Bible. That's what we call the instruction book for life, isn't it? Jesus, when he was on earth, there's a Bible verse I'm going to read to you from Mark. Jesus was in the temple teaching, and the Bible verse says, the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had written the words, not as their other teachers taught. Brenda was telling me this morning about her class and how one of them was very hard and one of them wasn't so bad and the teachers were different and the teachers teach differently. But in this Bible verse, it says that when Jesus was teaching, he taught as one who knew and had written the instructions, not as the other teachers taught. And what they didn't understand was that Jesus was the one who had written the instructions. He's the one who had the authority to say that because he, as God, wrote the instructions for life. So he taught as the person who wrote them, not just as someone who had read them somewhere. Isn't that right? You know, I mentioned to you that we played Apples to Apples last night. You know, we've played Apples to Apples before, but it seems that no matter how many times we play a game like that, we always have to read the instructions before we start again. I don't know why that is.
Go Fish is really easy.
It gets really easy, but I get out a game and I grab the instructions, read those instructions again before we start playing again. And it's kind of like life. We have to read the Bible. We have to read God's instructions for us over and over so they constantly remind us how we are to live and how God has designed, as Lauren said, for us to be happy. Amen? Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to watch over each of us as we go out into the world. Help us to read your instructions for our life, Lord, so that we may share them with others. In Jesus' name, amen.